Umbukiso wezokwemba uqale kahle lamhlanje kobulawayo lapho abesifazana abakubhizimusi leli baqale ngomhlangano wemfundiso ehlafuna ngenkinga ababhekane lazo kulumsebenzi. Isikhulumi seZimbabwe International Trade Fair, uNkosazana Stella Nkomo, uchasisa ngalumhlangano.
Umbukiso namhlanje, njengoba ukwazi ukuthi umbukiso uqalisile namhlanje, thina njengabaqoqa umbukiso siyathaba kakhulu. Siqalise namhlanje ngomhlangano wabomama esibone omama abadlula 200 besiza bezokhuluma ngendlela abasebenza ngayo labadinga uncedo ngayo ukuze labo bathuthukise ilizwe ku-mining sector.
Abesifazane beZimbabwe sebaqala ukwemba beliqula kodwa bakhala ngabogatsha lwezokwemba oluthatha isikhathi ekubapheni amalayisensi okusebenza okusemthethweni. UNkosikazi Thokozile Moyo, umgcini sihlalo wabesifazana abakubhizimusi lokwemba esilobela, upha umbono wakhe.
Seyinjongo yami angifuni angikhangelele ukuthi sibe simele ama-handouts from the government, ngoba kakwani i-government ikhangele ikhangelene lezinto eziningi. Into engiyifunayo kuphela ukuthi sirilezelwe ama-claims amaningi ukwenzela ukuthi sinikeze abantu ukuthi bezisebenzele, singameleli ukuba siphiwa kuphela ihulumende, sincedise umongameli welizwe.
UNkosikazi Jane Lusinga, umgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Miners Federation eMandebeleni, uchasisa inhlupho ababhekane lazo.
Ubuhlungu obubhekane lobumama engizakhuluma ngakho kabanzi ngokomunye umngane wami owayele mine, wafaka ama-investors, kwasetshenzwa kuhle, zathola yonke into ababeyifuna, and then at a later stage mama lana bamkhupha i-contract le babelayo. She had to fight back, walwa into, zama ukuthi emalweni lalaphana. She ended up eluza izinto eziningi, waluza imota, and then at the same time wagula. Ekuguleni kwakhe khonaphana, when things were almost about to come up right, she died because of stress, because she couldn't handle the situation evele khona.
Evumelana lolusinga, uNkosikazi Lindiwe Mpofu, umsekeli kamongameli weZimbabwe Miners Federation, uthi kudingakala imithetho ezalungisa induvo lezi.
Inhlupho ziningi, kodwa okuseleyo ukuthi kufanele sibone indlela forward. Kulama-solutions amaningi esiwalethayo ukuthi kuncedise abomama in ways of funding, in ways of government policies, but especially e-policy, ngoba e-policy yiyo efunekayo ukuthi for us to be able to be integrated into ama-current structures.
Isikhulumeli seZimbabwe Miners Federation, uMnumzana Dosman Mangisi, uthi sekudingakala ukuba kuhlalwe phansi logatsha lozokwemba ukuze udubo lolu lulunyisiswe.
Indaba leyana le siyayizwa isikhathi zonke, so okangathesi vele kumele sihlale phansi sibone ukuthi sisebenze ndawonye lawa e-Ministry of Mines ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi silungise ama-disputes alelwana. Siyabe sifuna ukuthi sisebenze futhi lamapholisa ukuthi bangene indawo leyana lezo, ukuthi nxa kule umsinto bangenele kube le-sanity ukuthi kusebenzeke kahle le Ministry of Mines.
Iningi labesifazana abakubhizimusi lokwemba bakhala ngokuncindezelwa ekuqaleni amabhizimusi lekuthengiseni amatshe abo aligugu ngemva kokwemba. Umbukiso walonyaka wezokwemba owe-Mine Entra, Mining and Engineering and Transport Expo, ogijima ngendikimba ethi Resourcing the Future, Exploring and Leveraging Mining Potential, uqale lamhlanje, ukhangelele ukuphela ngolwesihlanu kuyona le iviki. Ngimele iStudio 7 yiwobulawayo, ngingu-Anna Esia Ndlovu.